Is that all? Thank God it is no worse. And now he unknit his black brows, looked down, smiling at me, and stroked my hair, as if well pleased at seeing a danger averted. I think I may confess, he continued, even although I should make you a little indignant, Jane, and I have seen what a fire spirit you can be when you are indignant. You glowed in the cool moonlight last night, when you mutinied against fate and claimed your rank as my equal. Janet, by the by, it was you who made me the offer.
Of course I did. But to the point, if you please, sir. Miss Ingram?
Well, I feigned courtship of Miss Ingram, because I wished to render you as madly in love with me as I was with you, and I knew jealousy would be the best ally I could call in for the furtherance of that end.
Excellent. Now you are small, not one whit bigger than the end of my little finger. It was a burning shame and a scandalous disgrace to act in that way. Did you think nothing of Miss Ingram's feelings, sir?